2 weeks ago, an NPR investigation revealed that guards at the Passaic County Jail in New Jersey have been using dogs to terrorize and attack immigrant detainees. The Department of Homeland Security contracts with prisons and jails across the country to hold people accused of violating immigration laws. Some are held for months or years until they are deported. Well, one day after our story aired, Homeland Security sent a memo to all its facilities ordering them to stop using dogs around detainees by December 11th. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has the story.
Every immigrant detainee we tracked down who's been locked up at Passaic told terrifying stories about the dogs. They said when they lined up for roll call, when they filed through the hallways, guards would encourage vicious attack dogs to lunge at them and snap at them. Detainees said that guards would burst into their cells in the middle of the night and order them to line up against the bars. And then the snarling dogs would leap at their heads and almost bite them. A dog did attack a detainee on May 10th this year. Rosendo Lewis says 10 guards surrounded him after he tried to complain about something to an officer, and they ordered the dog to attack.
Let the dog bite him, let him bite him, let him bite him, like that. And then that's when he clamped into my arm, yanking me. I mean, he bit me one time and didn't let go, down into my bone.
NPR obtained documents from the jail which corroborate his story. Medical records show that the jail sent Lewis to the hospital to get treated for dog bites. But the federal government's new policy means that should never happen again. Russ Knacki is the spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the Department of Homeland Security. They call it ICE.
Our new policy with respect to canine use for population control at detention facilities will take effect, and we will no longer permit canines to be in the vicinity of ICE detainees.
Kanaki says at the moment, 7 jails across the country use dogs to control homeland detainees. Kanaki would not say if Homeland Security has issued the new memo specifically because of the allegations at the Passaic County Jail. He would only say that they've issued the new policy to achieve what he calls a higher standard at the jails and prisons where they hold detainees. But the deputy warden at Passaic told me that means that Homeland Security doesn't want dogs to attack detainees. Brian Bendel said his staff stopped using dogs the moment they received the new policy. One of the lawyers who advises detainees at Passaic says he was stunned when he heard about the new policy. Brian Lonigan works for New York's Legal Aid Society.
I was very surprised, mostly because the dogs have been an issue for a couple of years. There had been public meetings where advocates for detainees had raised questions regarding the dogs, and there was never any kind of answer. So it was surprising for me to see that the dogs were suddenly gone.
Detainees at Passaic and other jails say the guards mistreat them in other ways, including by sometimes beating them up. Officials at Homeland Security say they're investigating allegations at detention centers across the country, and they'll issue their findings next spring. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Daniel Zwerdling's two-part investigation into the alleged abuse of Homeland Security detainees elicited strong responses from our listeners. You can hear the original reports and read some of the listener comments at our website, npr.org.